Órale pues, raza, welcome to Chicano Highlights. I am your host, The Beto Man, and we have a very special guest with us here today, Bertha Oropesa. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good, good. Tell me a little bit about your parents.
My parents were born in El Paso, Texas, but my grandparents were from Chihuahua, Chihuahua. So they were here on a work furlough type situation. And after my parents were born, they actually went back to Chihuahua and continued their education there. Once they reached 21 or so, they were married and they came back to Los Angeles. My dad was an engineer draftman, very creative man, mm-hmm. very inspiring man. And my mom was into music, and she also loved medicine, and she wanted to be a pharmacist. But at that time, she was really the only one that was supporting the family in Chihuahua, so she could not go to school. She had to take care of the family.
Okay. What was their names?
My mom is Berta Oropesa Alfaro Romo, and my dad is Oscar Eusebio Oropesa.
All right. And brothers and sisters?
I have two brothers. My brother is Oscar Oropesa Jr. and Humberto Oropesa.
All right. And you fall in where? Were you the oldest?
I'm the baby.
Okay, so you're the baby. All right. And all three of you were born where?
We were born in L.A. at Queen of the Valley Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother, well, at the time, my dad was kind of traveling various places. That's where his job had him going. So many times my mom would be at home, but she would be working. So we were at that time called, you know, those latchkey kids.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Or my brother, who was the oldest, Oscar, would be in charge of taking care of us. So we knew that we could be out there playing after school, and of course after we did our homework.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew that come dawn, it was like the bewitching hour.
Orale.
We had to be in that house before that dawn hit the door.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom would be calling to see, ¿dónde andan? Mm-hmm. You know, so we were inside that house. We knew better.
All right. Where did you go to school?
Elementary school, I went to Malabar, which was literally not even half a block from my house.
Mm-hmm.
Junior high school, I went to Belvedere Junior High School, which is also in East L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And high school, I went to Roosevelt High School.
All right. And now you don't have to tell me the exact year, but más o menos around what years?
For elementary, was graduated in 68.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Roosevelt in 68 and graduated in 71.
Mm-hmm. All right. And tell me about the time, that particular time. Was there discrimination? What was the issues going on in L.A.?
Well, you know, as you're growing up, it depends on your family culture. My mom, because we were raised, or our culture, our familia was from Chihuahua. So it was really interesting that for my mom, and the history she gave us, you know, that Pancho Villa was not a bandit. He was a hero. And so when I started going to school, I recall them teaching, saying that he was a bandit. And I was like, no, that's not true. He was a hero.
Mm-hmm.
So there was kind of a, you know, a conflict or a difference. And also, we always spoke Spanish at home. That was just a rule. My mom said, you know, outside the door, you speak English. Inside the house, you speak Spanish.